What is the key?
Thought Natasha to Kana, as a sequence of molecular base pairs twisted slowly across her field of vision. She'd spent every Sunday morning, for as long as she could remember, sitting with her parents in the Church of the Double Helix, immersed in the ethereal music emanating from the coded word. She'd listened week after week to the liturgy of the church that had been translated from sequences of DNA that didn't code for known biological activity, but had been found with the help of advanced artificial intelligence to contain messages from beings in a parallel universe about the creation of humanity. Almost a decade before Natasha's birth, the discovery of the hidden code within our chromosomes turned science on its head with the possibility that humankind had been created, after all, by a supernatural intelligence. While there remained some question whether this intelligence had written our entire genetic sequence, or just those parts that told its story, the likelihood that a distant hand had a part in crafting our existence led to a new wave of religion that blended seamlessly with science. Only a small fraction of the code, however, had been deciphered, painting the creation story with a broad brush. It described the origin of the universe in the Big Bang and described the multiverse that had already come into the scientific lexicon decades before. What was new was that a dying civilization in a parallel world facing annihilation had reached across the boundary between worlds to preserve its legacy. What, Natasha wondered, were the events that had driven them nearly to extinction? And had they survived? Or was their message all that remained, like the light from a distant, already dead star? She longed to discover the details of their history and to learn whatever they could teach us to enable our species' survival. At 15, Natasha had grown into a formidable young woman. Even in the absence of a meld chip, her breadth of knowledge, reasoning abilities, and intuition were without peer. She'd mastered the most advanced levels of mathematics and was an acknowledged expert at breaking codes. She'd made it her mission to decipher the remaining details of the coded word, but so far the solution had eluded her, just as it had long stumped the most advanced machine intelligence. There had to be a key, but she had no idea what it might look like. The AIs had discovered the duality of the code. While at least part of the code bore the story of its creators, the code's pattern within the matrix of the repeating structure of the double helix could also be expressed as music that bore the unique signature of its creators. It had been the singular quality of that music that had drawn Natasha's mother into the church 14 years ago and had kept Natasha spellbound week after week for so many years. Now, as she watched the helix rotate and examined the repeating molecular patterns of the nucleotide pairs dancing before her, she struggled to find a hidden pattern in those segments of the chromosomes that remained obscure. So much of our genetic endowment is shared and defines us as a species, she thought, and so little of it makes us unique and defines who we are. Natasha was deeply aware of one particular aspect of her own genetic singularity. The half of her genes that came from her father and had been modified to arrest the aging process. How this would manifest as she grew into adulthood was yet to be seen. She was aware, however, of her remarkable capacity to heal from injury, as well as impressive immunity from infectious disease. The helix turned. The molecules danced, and the music played softly in her head.
The key, she thought. What is the key?
With all her musical savvy, she could not identify the key in which this music had been written.
Not of this world, she thought. Of course not of this world.